USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI and the Department of Justice said on Tuesday more than 170 people have been charged in connection with last week's riot at the U.S. Capitol. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Washington, Michael Sherwin, said this is not going to be solved overnight. This is going to be a long-term investigation. Vice President Mike Pence denied a request by a slim margin vote in the House Tuesday, requesting he invoke the 25th Amendment and remove President Trump from office. Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to call for a formal impeachment days before Trump's term ends.
The president's actions demonstrate his absolute inability to discharge the most basic and fundamental powers and duties of his office. Therefore, the president must be removed from office immediately. And if you are associating yourself with that as the proper execution of the president's duties, you are associating yourself with sedition and treason.
USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
When the Food and Drug Administration gave emergency use powers to the various vaccines fighting COVID-19, there was no data on young children as they were not a part of the study. Now some school districts in America say school-aged children must be vaccinated before they can return to the classroom. Dr. Nicole Sapphire weighs in on Fox News.
The infection fatality rate for children for SARS-CoV-2 is far lower than that of measles and that of flu. And also, Pfizer and Moderna haven't actually tested their vaccine in children yet. Mm-hmm. Pfizer is currently looking at children aged 12 to 16, but Pfizer and Moderna both say that they're not going to have data on young children probably towards the end of 2022. So statements like this are far too premature and really is only going to invoke fear and panic. And we don't need that right now. We need to continue doing everything we can to get our children in school as safely as possible. In-person learning, as we know, is best for our children.
The Pfizer vaccine is for people 16 and older. Testing began in October in children as young as 12 and is expected to take several more months to qualify. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Cancel culture. The Urban Dictionary defines canceling as to dismiss something or somebody and to reject an individual or idea. Cancel culture, as it currently exists, does not give people a chance to learn from or apologize for their wrongdoings. USA Radio News' Tim Berg brings to light cancel culture at the corporate level.
A host of American corporations have announced they are halting donations to Republican members of Congress who on January 6 objected to certifying the Electoral College votes cast for President-elect Joe Biden. Companies such as American Express, AT&T, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Commerce Bank, Marriott, and MasterCard, to name a few. Kelsey Bolar is with the Independent Women's Forum. She says this sort of cancel culture needs to stop.
This is just the latest example of cancel culture and the great purge that we're seeing come from the left and never Trump Republicans. The media, big tech, and corporate America are all in on this. It is a very dangerous and concerning trend. It is not going to unite the country. It is going to divide us.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
According to TheThings.com, the top three biggest celebrity cancellations of 2020. Number three, singer Demi Lovato. Number two, actor Sebastian Stan. And number one, Ellen DeGeneres. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.